Welcome back, everybody. It's Saturday morning. Get your grill out and fire it up. It's going to be 60 degrees today. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. Fire it up.
60 degrees, man. I am stoked. You know what that means?
What's that mean?
I get to do some work in my backyard, do some staining and all the stuff my wife's been dogging me about.
Well, that's all part of that spring cleanup.
I'm just kidding. I really don't want to do it. But
well, neither do I.
We got a graduation party coming up, man. It's like my backyard looks trashy.
Yeah.
The lawn's wrecked. I mean, living in the woods, you know, I spend more time out on the grill than I do out on the grass. So that's just the way it's going to look. I've got a neat little side bucket here that I want to talk about.
All right.
And it's just it's something I stumbled on actually quite a while ago. I wanted to bring it back up because we didn't talk about it a couple months ago. But it's just basically a little side dish that, you know, let's say you've gone down to Delski's or to Sobey's or wherever your favorite meat market is, D&W, you found some nice steaks. You get a beautiful steak and you're all jacked up. You got your bottle of Domaine Berrien or Black Star Farms. You got the perfect wine. You got everything else going. You got to get a decent side. If you're out to impress, let's say it's Mother's Day. Let's say you're not going to grill that rack of lamb. You're going to go get a steak. Here's your perfect side. Or maybe even with a lamb, it's a perfect side. But you just get some little new potatoes, which I love, and I'm not even eating right now because
the ones that are about the size of a golf ball,
they're
right?
Killing me, yeah. Some nice new potatoes. Idaho's are the best. And zucchini or yellow squash or whatever your favorite little slender, firm squash is. Nothing big. Don't go with the fat stuff. Stick with the small baby squash, because then you can grill them, you can marinate them, and you'll get a decent firmness and texture from it. But then some radishes.
White ones or red ones? The radishes.
You can do radici.
Radicchio?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I knew where you were going with that.
Or you can do anything with that bite to it's what you want. You're looking for something a little hot. You could probably substitute it for a pepper if you have a favorite mild hot blend of a banana pepper or something like that. But then you marinate all that in a sherry vinaigrette. And
would that be something you just buy off the shelf?
Yeah. Right. Just go to D&W. Any of your Spartan stores have it. Get a sherry vinaigrette. And I'm plugging Spartan because they're taking our Three Little Pigs brands. I know you didn't
catch
that.
I get it. I know that. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
And you marinate that overnight. You throw it on, get it in a grill basket. And if you don't have a grill basket, go to your local barbecue shop. I think Garrett's has them. I think I'm pretty sure Zager's has them. I don't know who.
A lot of places
maybe,
have them.
Maybe your fellow up there that was on last week.
Herman's Boy, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Get a grill basket. Throw those veggies in there and just get them over some smoke. You know, hopefully you're doing wood or charcoal, but even if it's gas, smoke it up a little bit and get those babies just nice and hot, but don't overcook them. Your potatoes you're going to want to cut small enough so that they cook at the same speed as your zucchini and your radici.
Good tip right there, because potatoes cook slower than any of those other vegetables that you're talking about. So
that's right.
Cut them up in littler pieces and they'll get done.
So that's your side. And back to our other dish on that lamb. I'm really glad Chris got to throw in on that, because I would have never checked those glands out. When I do venison, I'm like painfully careful on that, getting those glands. That's a great point. On the leg, you have those...
down by the shank.
Yes.
Down by the small end of the bone, if you don't know what a shank is. But down there, it's a tarsal gland, if you will. And every animal has them.
Yep.
And if you
I've got them. Look at this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're the animal. Every animal has them, and if you don't strip them off, it's what a animal uses to leave its scent where it's going and mark its territory. And it's on the back of the leg, and you take they're strong. And like Chris said, if you cook it long enough, they'll go away. But it's just easier to strip them out. You'll see them. It's like a little sack, you will.
Yeah, I have an Old Spice gland.
Yeah.
So my scent is Old Spice.
I get it. Okay.
Well, anyway, that's a great little side. But back to if you're doing the lamb, if you're doing steak, whatever. Right now, today's the last day of it, but I was up at D&W on Knapp's Corners, and they had these semi-boneless leg of lambs for $4.99 a pound.
Right.
Beautiful price, and these things were gorgeous. And I like that store because it's by my wife's office.
Right.
But it's just a cool store. It's,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
I'm actually
and their meat is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm actually cooking for the family tomorrow at Easter, and we're cooking lamb. I'm doing chops. I'm not doing the full leg. They like the family likes the chops, the little lolly chops that I made. I'll shout that out just real quick, because what we did is we bought those yesterday, and I put them in a plastic pan, like a big Tupperware pan, not metal, but I put them in a plastic pan, and I put rosemary over them, and I just took a whole head of garlic, took the paper off the garlic, you know, and popped the each one of the cloves open. Didn't crush it, but just popped it open. Laid those on and around the chops, put the rosemary underneath, the sprigs that we were talking about, like in the last, rosemary is very popular with lamb. It's mm-hmm. It offers a nice flavor.
It's a must.
Right. And then I just put the grill, the cloves of garlic around the chops, covered it all in olive oil, put it in the refrigerator. It was going to be, did that yesterday about noon. We're going to take it out about noon tomorrow. So I got about a 48-hour marinade, cold marinade, on that, because if you're going to go that long, you can't leave it out. The meat would.
Did you wrap it?
No. I just put a cover, a big Tupperware.
Okay, so you did. You covered it. That's what I wanted to know.
I put a cover over it and set it in the fridge, and we'll take it out. Let them come to room temperature. Huge, huge issue right there. Let them come back to room temperature.
Any red meat.
That's right, because it'll sear better, it'll cook better, and it'll be 3 or 4 minutes on each side for those little chops, and we'll be eating them. They're like candy. They're so good. Very simple recipe. Olive oil, rosemary,
and you're going to do
garlic.
Those on charcoal?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, what I do sometimes with a meat like that might have a little bit different profile or something that I might want to seal a little bit. I might start it off on a higher heat. Would you do that and then drop it down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. And cook it to medium. Medium rare is a little light for lamb. I like it at medium, but boy, you can take lamb too far quickly. Now, I know that one of the ladies that's going to be at dinner tomorrow likes her lamb well done, but I'm only going to do a couple portions for her that way.
But that's easy if it's a leg. Your ends are going to be well done.
Right, but
so.
These are chops. These are chops that I'm doing, so I'm going to put the chops over, get them done, you know, and that's the beauty
of
this.
Put on a couple early.
Right, exactly. That's the beauty. Yeah. Ask everybody how they like it and cook it accordingly.
And then see if you had, it makes sense. Look, if you had these grill charms, you're just feeding me. You're leading right into exactly what I wanted to chat about, and that's the grill charms.
Okay, Bob, you found these things online.
I did, and you know, you were kind of busting my chops. I think really you're trying to get back at me for tofu.
Well,
I didn't do the tofu, okay?
Okay, so describe a grill charm, Bob.
A grill charm is for the guy that's got everything, and now you hurt my feelings because I'm going to have to take them back. I bought your birthday present.
What are they?
It looks like a cufflink, and it's just a neat little classy little piece of metal. It's going to say R, M, or W.
Okay.
And I don't know how you tell the M.
So that's
and the W
rare,
part.
Medium, or
and well.
Yep. Okay.
They and you throw line. It on a piece of meat, and it kind of has some jags in it. It hooks onto it. It's made out of brass. It won't hurt anything, and it won't burn up. But if you're doing like a nice meal, and you've got some cool steak, some lamb chops in your case, you just you can identify your cut that way.
Okay. What I just looked at them online, and it's grillcharms.com. But what I saw, bless you, what I saw was they look like a divot. Or not a divot, but a ball marker that you put on the green.
Exactly,
because it's just a little round thing with a letter on it, and then a spike that goes down into the meat.
There you go.
That's fine. I wouldn't use a ball marker if I were you, unless it's a metal one. But then all my steaks are going to say Titleist on them. So we don't want to do that. But another gadget that we found out there, and this is one that I've actually went on this website and ordered this, and I use this product. So we wanted to just turn you guys onto it. When I went through my grill cleaning, like we recommend that everybody does in the spring, and mine sits on my deck year-round because I'm using it 3 or 4 days a week, but I had to have new grates, okay? And the model gas grill is what I'm talking about that I need to get new grates
for. Well, they work actually on any type of grill.
They do, because it's a grate that sits on top of the existing grates. So what you're doing is you're replacing it not with a manufacturer's grate, but with a aftermarket grate. But these grates come from a company called MyGrillGrate, GRATE.com. And I bought, I don't know, it was like $55 that I bought them, but they're working excellent because they're an alloy. They won't rust. They heat evenly, and it really makes my food is turning out fantastic.
Okay, and the real nice thing about grill grates is the brand. is that it basically looks kind of like the fins off a radiator, and it's got little slots down in it, which are grease troughs. So it gets your meat up off the other grate a little bit, and it allows that fat to channel into different spots to drip down. So if it does flare up, it hits that hole. It doesn't hit the whole piece of meat. It's not exposed meat. So it really eliminates the flare-ups, and it gives you a beautiful sear. If you're into that sear, and I like doing the quarter turn, so it's a pretty presentation on that piece of meat that mm-hmm. you spent so much money buying.
10 and 2, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Set it up at 10 o'clock,
exactly.
2 o'clock, right. Exactly.
And the grill mate does a really nice job. If you've got a crummy grill that wants to flare up, if you've got a gas grill like Randy whose grates are going, and we're going to help him out with a tech grill here in a few months, that's what you got to do. Spend $50-$60. You did the right thing. Go to Grill Grates. You can buy them at all your... I would go down to your favorite grill shop and just buy them, because then you can get the right size. You can see them. You'll understand what we're talking about. But this can give you another 3 or 4 years to your grill. Or if you have a crummy Chinese grill or offshore make, there I go, banging on the imports again. But if you've got one of those cheap import grills, this could make it a little bit more tolerable. So, there you go.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's exactly, I don't know if I'm that passionate about it, but they're working very well. And it was, the manufacturer's grates were a couple $100 to replace. And I found this for $55. And I tell you what, it's working really well for me. I don't usually recommend a product unless I own it or we've tried it. And this is one where I'm a firm believer.
Hey, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're here every Saturday, and we appreciate you tuning in. You can hook up with us on Facebook. If you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us. You can follow my tweets on Grilling Guy, Twitter, Grilling Guy. And we have a lot of fun here. It's just all about grilling. It's about your backyard. It's about your deck, your family, all that stuff. We promote Michigan products. We're kind of, I wouldn't say we're rednecks, but I'd say I'm a redneck. And
okay, I'll agree with that. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to get a newer truck.
Yeah. You know, we're going to be on the road, Bob. That's kind of cool. We're going out on May the 7th. We're going to be out at Standale Lumber doing a remote out there. That's when you're going to be able to see the next time the grill guys are on the road. We're going to roll up and grill one. We're going to
bring Brad the Builder.
That's right.
So you girls out there, if you want to meet Brad the Builder,
yeah,
he'll bring his tape measure.
And we're going to be smoking it up. We're going to have a great time out there with the folks at Standale Lumber on May the 7th. So that's our next time to be live and on the road.
We'll be talking Trex decking. We'll be talking all the things backyard that you can do. And they're going to have a great sale there. Buzz and Jan are hooking us up with some nice frontage on Lake Michigan Drive. We'll bring the meat and the smoke.
That's right.
There you go. You can eat so much you might choke.
Well, hang with us. We're the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.